Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, it's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back, everyone. Jack Jones and Josh Schmidt hanging out with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. The Buffalo Sabres do have a hockey game tonight at home. Steve Fuller Law pregame show getting going at 6 p.m. for a 7 p.m. puck drop. And for more, as we get ready for tonight's game, we welcome in on the Western Hotline, Paul Hamilton. Paul, good morning. How are we doing today?
I'm well. How are you guys?
I'm good. Paul, I'm a little frustrated, though. We were feeling good with the vibes. Three-game win streak. Everything looked good, and now they've lost three in a row.
Yeah, they've ruined everything they had gained.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's a real eye-opener when you look at the standings and realize the Buffalo Sabres, with a .375 points percentage, only one team in the whole NHL is worse. One. The San Jose Sharks. That's it.
All right, baby. 2015 Yikes. All over again. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That's it.
Oh, man.
So there was a lot, and rightfully so. Lindy Ruff and Kevin Adams talked about, you know, they needed to get off to a fast start. And instead of being Thanksgiving, here we are 12 games into the season at Halloween, talking about having to leapfrog pretty much the whole league to try to get into playoff spots. And it's just, you can't put yourself behind the eight ball by like this. And it's really simple. I mean, you everything you gained at 4-1-1 went away. But you can't survive when you have the league's worst power play, you're 26th in goals against, and 27th on the penalty kill. There is zero chance you will ever make the playoffs with that. You just won't. So it's just, you know, Lindy Ruff yesterday just plain and simply said, I don't want to hear about what we're doing good and we're improving here. We're doing. He goes, we got to win hockey games. That's all I want to hear about. That's it.
So, Paul, I was looking at the standings here, and I thought it was a little better than it actually is, but I'm just looking at the teams ahead of the Sabres in terms of wild card. I know it's very early. We're not talking playoffs exactly yet, but the teams ahead of them are also around the same. They're all around 500 for the rest of the Eastern Conference, aside from Washington, who occupies the current number one wild card spot. But every team ahead of you is better than you, yes, but not much better, right? It's not like it's this landslide runaway, the Sabres are already out of it kind of sort of thing. It's still ground you can make up.
You're still in the same problem that I've been harping about since I don't know how long. I never even look at the points. It's not the points. It's the amount of teams you have to leapfrog. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And usually it's around six. I'm talking about, you know, Thanksgiving time. They've got, you know, it's like, well, if they were in ninth place and only 8 points behind what it was last year, or 6 points behind, or 7 points behind, that's not, you can do that. You can catch one team. But when you've got to catch six teams, that's when it becomes almost impossible, because six teams aren't going to go in the tank for you. And 2 years ago, when they came within a point of making the playoffs, they had to leapfrog six teams, and they kind of got by Pittsburgh. They wound up getting tied with Pittsburgh, which would have been the fifth team to get by, but Pittsburgh would have had the tiebreaker on them, so they had to actually have more points than Pittsburgh. They wound up tied with them, and of course they didn't catch Florida. So, you know, yeah, you had a great run. You played well after, you know, when the pressure was off, you played well after January 1st, but you couldn't leapfrog six teams to get in the playoffs, and that's where the problem lies.
Yeah, it's become a hope and a prayer that both you get good and go on extended runs and pick up loser points, what have you, while also, like you mentioned, six teams all of a sudden going in the tank. It's just, it's not a viable option to try to break this drought. And it's just, you know, Paul, I mean, they started off bad in Europe. they come back and games are starting to build. Okay, like they're starting to build some cohesion. Maybe it was the European trip. Then they go in the 4-1 and run and they win three in a row. They didn't do that until the second half of the season last year. And then, yeah, these last three games, it has been so deflating. They can't get Dylan Cousins or Jack Quinn going. Cousins eventually finally got his goal, but I think from what I heard this morning here on our station when Lindy Ruff joined Jeremy and Joe, they're moving Cousins back to center. I assumed that him at the wing was going to go a little bit longer. I don't really know where to go with both the special teams, with the goaltending. I mean, you mentioned it. They're in the bottom five for pretty much all of it.
Yeah, he had already moved Cousins back by the third period. It didn't even last the whole game.
Yeah.
He put Paterka out there with them because that's a line that did well in the past. So, he did that. Interesting, we talk about goaltending too. Lukanen stopped 21 of 23 shots against Detroit, lost 2-1. And I asked Lindy Ruff the question because I look at Lukanen, I don't think he's as good as he was last year. I don't think he's awful. I think he's been okay. He's had some really good games, like against Dallas Stars.
Mm-hmm.
He was excellent. But I don't think it's up to last year. And you hear me always talk about big saves at the big time. And I said, I'm not blaming goaltending, but are you getting enough big saves at the big time? And he said, but we're going to need bigger saves at key times. He talked about going to Dylan Larkin's power play goals in Detroit. And he says that's a goal where you want to save on that play. He said Larkin just kind of flung it at the net. And he says, yeah, you do have to get big and timely saves because a goaltender, he mentioned, can more than anybody win you a game with the right saves at the right time. So it's just something that I don't think they're getting enough of, and he agreed with that. But I wouldn't say they're awful, but I don't think Lukanen also is performing it the way he did last year either.
Yeah, and I think that is key too. I've seen and I've watched most of these games, and Lukanen, I'll turn it on. He makes one big save, and then it does feel like just an easy let up goal, and you're like, all right. No,
I don't think he's had any easy let up goals. It's just goals that they're not easy mm-hmm. saves.
Yes, yes.
But they're saves, yeah, like the Larkin save or mm-hmm. a breakaway. It's not an easy save, but you hope he can bail your guy out. They gave the puck away. Here they come. On a breakaway, can you bail your guy out? That type of a save that's difficult, but I can think of maybe one, and was early against New Jersey where he was floundering out of the net and he couldn't get himself square for the shooter, Hischier, and that went in. That might be the only goal I might mm-hmm. consider a bad goal that you'd want that back. He hasn't had a lot of you want that back, but I don't think he's had enough of, oh, did you see that save?
Which has been mainly frustrating because in the Sabres right. play, the other goalie does that. It seems like often, if not every night, that a goalie makes a save. You're like, seriously? Like, of course it's against us that you just had the reflexes like the Matrix.
Yeah, no, exactly. So that's another problem. That's a different problem where they make goaltenders that some of them maybe don't even belong in the NHL or just got called up. And they look like Dominic Hasek, but that's a different problem than the Sabres goaltending.
Yeah, the Sabres. When the announcement comes out that they're playing a backup goalie, I start sweating bullets, Paul. It's not good. Do we have an update yet on Zach Benson, his health? Obviously, he goes to IR. It's not like the NFL IR. You've mentioned that a lot, but I did see Ruff talked about him a little bit today.
Yeah, it's trending. I mean, it's trending in there that that he's going to play. But Ruff talked to us before the optional morning skate was over. And, you look at it, he thought they were going to be fine. And but he said he wanted to talk to Benson again. Now, they didn't waive anybody yesterday because they will need a roster spot should he, be able to play. So without waiving somebody, that's no longer an option. So if Benson does play, really, their only option would be that I see as I look at the roster sending Kulik to Rochester. That would open up the roster spot to do that. And even if they did that or if they do that, I'm sure the message to Kulik would be, you're going to be back. Right now we don't have any injuries. Teams get injuries. When we have a roster spot, you're going to be back. Go down there, work hard for however many games it is. And when we need you, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing down there, you'll be back type of it. I think that would be my message to him if indeed he would be the guy to go down.
So, Paul, the Sabres play the Senators tonight, and then they're off to New York on Thursday, back at home for a few games over the weekend into next week. What's the vibe of this next week for you for the schedule? I mean, obviously tonight's a divisional opponent. It's a big game in terms of points on the board. But then the next two games, you're taking on New York, who's conference opponent, sure, but then you're taking on Calgary. It's a completely different conference. So it's obviously every game is important at this point due to how you started, but is there what's the pressure feeling like? Is it building up there yet, or do you think it's still kind of lower on the lower end of things?
I've seen enough of when they play the way Lindy Ruff wants them to play, they can beat any team in the league. I thought they dominated Dallas, who to me might be the second best team in the league, to Florida. And so when they do what they're supposed to be doing, which isn't a lot, they'll be fine. You know, they could win two out of three games there or be in all three of them. So, you know, the Ranger game in New York, not easy, but I've seen them win in Madison Square Garden. I mean, you have to play a solid game, and you know they've got a goaltender that can slam the door on you. But, you know, it's kind of up to them. And, you know, we always ask about the opponent, but really for them, it's not even about the opponent anymore. It's about them. Mm-hmm. They got to figure out how they're going to play. And, you know, don't worry about the Ottawa Senators tonight. You know what they are. If you go out and play the way you're capable of playing, make the Ottawa Senators worry about you. And if they do go out there and play the way they're capable of, the Ottawa Senators will have a problem. So that's the way they should be approaching it. And I know that's the way Lindy Ruff is approaching it. That, you know, just go out there and do what you're capable of doing, and that's going to cause problems for the other team.
All right, Paul. Thank you so much. We'll hear more from you when pregame comes around at 6 o'clock. Talk
to you then. Sounds good, guys. Take care.
That was Paul Hamilton there on the West Hur Hotline. Yeah, I mean, they've got a rough few games here. Ottawa, I like Ottawa. They're 6-5, right, Josh? They don't have an overtime loss in there. I think they're just 6-5. I've liked them a lot. Allmark has been a really good addition for them. They get then New York Rangers later this week on the road. Yay. And then Calgary on Saturday. Calgary also at home. It's just
they are six. The Senators are 6-5.
6-5. It's just, and you even look at the teams above them in the Atlantic. They're right where they're supposed to be in terms of goal difference, which is they're in the negatives, and that's it's just too much of the standard now. Montreal's -17. You're -6. Detroit's -6, and then Ottawa's the next team. They're +9. Then you got -8 Boston, but Boston's kind of been a weird team this year. Toronto's at +0. They're just kind of finding ways to sort of win games. But Matthews, I think, is week to week now.
He's out tonight.
Tampa's +6. Florida's +7. I mean, you're essentially right where you want to be, or not where you want to be, where you deserve to be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the norm, and it like Paul said too. It's like you barely even worry about the team you're playing. You worry more about what your team's going to look like night to night. Mm-hmm. I thought they had discovered something with that 3-0 run or that 3-game win streak, where it was like, hey, you know what? You may not win, 7-8 games in a row, but you're putting a consistent product on the ice. You're proving to yourself you can be consistent and fight teams and maybe drag games to overtime.
Yeah, because even before that, before those three wins in a row, you gave up a bad loss to Columbus, but then mm-hmm. the night before that, you gave up an overtime loss to Pittsburgh, which, again, you forced a game to overtime.
But you got it to overtime.
Yeah, and that's, again, the moral of the story. If you can win if every five games you win three and you put one in overtime, that's a good season. Yeah, it's a great season.
But then, I mean, you lose 5-2 to Florida. You know, Florida had all their guns. I don't think a lot of us were expecting them to win that. But then, I mean, to lose 4-3 to the Islanders, an Islanders team that couldn't score going into that night.
I was at that game and
never allowed back in the building, Josh.
Listen, it might have been my fault. Sorry. Same. I didn't. Anyway.
When I went, they beat Florida.
But no, I mean, that New York game was the most frustrating game I've ever been to. It was, you have all the energies. Jason Zucker alone created enough energy to power the entire city of Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I mean, that man had a fight, a goal, and an assist. He had a Gordie Howe hat trick. Who's the last Sabre to have a Gordie Howe hat trick? It actually might have been recently. They've been kind of scrappy lately. But anyway, the point is,
Cousins has had one.
Cousins has definitely had one. But the point is you had all of this momentum to feed on, and New York was rolling over and giving you that game, and you just could not stay in the driver's seat. You would get a lead. Or you would, I actually don't know if they've led that game. No, they did right away. And then 40 seconds after Cousins scores that power play goal, you're tied again. You led for 40 seconds that whole game.
Yeah, because then you go down 3-1 because of a bad second period.
Mm-hmm.
Zucker scores in the third.
Zucker scores in the third just after missing a penalty shot and creating another power play. Or no, I'm sorry, he didn't score on the power play there. But he missed a penalty shot, and then in the ensuing draw, they contained the puck in the zone, and they scored. And then you give up another stupid goal at the other end of the ice, and then all of a sudden Owen Power, in the last minute of the game, scores a great goal.
But
it's too little too late.
Yeah, you kind of knew it wasn't going to mean anything
right.
in the long run. They're such a frustrating organization. And they're in for a tough week. But if they go on like a 6-game losing streak here, which they are fully capable of doing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like Paul said, we're not even at Thanksgiving, and it'll feel like the white flag is being waved.
And look, it's you're there. You're not very far off. Again, the Islanders game should have been a win. And
sure,
it's these games are like should be wins. So you can get there. It's just get the consistency.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. One more segment here before we get you over to Sabres Live at 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR.